A dangerous idea. Is it dangerous to expose the myth of responsibility? According to philosopher Daniel Dennett, deeming that nobody is ever really responsible for anything they do is step one on the way to a police state that medicalizes all antisocial behavior, and that way lies the gulag. He also warns that it could rob us of our dignity and reduce our inclination to engage in moral behavior. Are these fears legitimate? That an idea may be used to serve destructive or oppressive ends tells us very little about its truth or value. There is always a battle to decide who will interpret important ideas, to determine whose interests they will serve. In the heat of such conflicts, ideas are stretched, twisted, and mangled as the stakes increase. A case in point is the theory of evolution, which revolutionized the way we think about our species and the natural world. Exploring this revolution in Darwin's Dangerous Idea, Dennett writes, "From the moment of the publication of Origin of Species in 1859, Charles Darwin's fundamental idea has inspired intense reactions, ranging from ferocious condemnation to ecstatic allegiance, sometimes tantamount to religious zeal. Darwin's theory has been abused and misrepresented by friend and foe alike. It has been misappropriated to lend scientific respectability to appalling political and social doctrines." If Darwin's idea can be used to justify appalling political and social doctrines, should it be ignored, suppressed, obfuscated, or publicly discredited? Dennett thinks not. There is no future in a sacred myth. Why not? Because of our curiosity. The only way to protect what is of value is to cut through the smoke screens and look at the idea as unflinchingly, as dispassionately as possible. Facing up to Darwin's dangerous idea shows that what really matters to us and ought to matter to us shines through, transformed but enhanced by its passage through the Darwinian revolution. Dennett's reasoning can